and we need to start recognizing our inner fiber artist. I know so many of us have it, but we haven't given ourselves the freedom to accept it and let it run and just run with it. I'm kind of, a little bit of a fiber evangelist in a sense. It's like, set yourself free. There are no mistakes, only variations. And find your inner fiber artist. No need to buy 8 of the same thing with all the same label. Let's buy all the yarns that are our favorites and learn how to work with those.
That was yarn artisan and Halos of Hope ambassador Stephen Berg on this episode of Power Pearls Podcast, where you'll always hear candid conversations and compelling backstories from designers, knitters, and crocheters. I'm the host, Kara Gott Warner, and it's my mission to share those stories that celebrate our passion for yarn crafting and what keeps us going down that path. If you absolutely love this show and want to help it be sustainable for the long haul, then you can become a sponsor of Power Pearls at whatever level feels comfortable. And there are some really cool benefits available for you to help me shape the future of Power Pearls. And with your influence and valuable input, we can take this exciting ride together. You can learn more about how to support the show by visiting patreon.com/PowerPearlsPodcast. Hey, today on Power Pearls Podcast, I am joined by returning guest Stephen Berg, who was on episode 4 of Power Pearls. And today, we're chatting about Halos of Hope, what they're all about, and why they picked Stephen. So here's a little more background about him. He's a fiber artisan armed with a wealth of experience, a daring sense of style, and a firm belief in the transformative power of creativity that yarn crafting offers to those that are brave enough to push the boundaries. And early in his career, Stephen found inspiration in the beautiful fashion capitals of the world as once VP of design at Perry Ellis. His creative work experiences brought him back to his favorite medium, the one that always inspired him the most, the imaginative world of fiber. And Stephen reminds all fiber aficionados, the possibilities are endless. There are no mistakes, only variations. And always remember to glam it up. And I couldn't agree more. And with that, I would like to welcome Stephen Berg to the show.
Thank you, Kara. I really appreciate it. So nice to be back again.
I know. This is great. I'm really excited because, you know, it's been a while and we go back. I mean, we've known each other for a good number of years. And so it's nice to be able to connect every now and again like this. So, yeah, I want to just chat a little bit about, you know, what you're up to these days. And of course, I know it's Halos of Hope is a big deal for you right now. But before we dig into that, I'd love it if you could just take a few minutes to quickly tell your story, you know, talk about who you are and why you picked yarn crafting as a passion business, or shall I say, you know, why did it pick you? So can you dig into that a little bit more?
Well, absolutely. I mean, it's one of the subjects that I can go on and on about. I, Stephen Berg, knit and crocheted as a young child. My mother taught me how very early on, and it's something that's held a place in my life all the way through growing up. And in fact, selling my wares as a teenager, I made enough to pay for my first year of art and design college at Minneapolis College of Art and Design. And I wanted to be a fashion designer. While I was in pursuing a career in fashion design, I knit all along. It was always my friend on the side. And I always looked at it as a way to create fashion and art. So, you know, my philosophy has varied over the years. And I started with classic knitting and skills. But I veered off a little bit and went a little more eccentric in the sense that I love crazy hand spuns and unusual use of fibers and combinations. And now it's really become my calling card. I'm having a lot of fun. 2009, I opened Stephen B, mm-hmm. which you've been to visit me at, in Minneapolis, and it's old firehouse converted. And I took my name, Stephen and Berg, and shortened it up, kind of like Sting or Madonna, and now I'm Stephen B. I travel around the country holding workshops at various consumer trade shows, but also individual shops. And I just got back from a wonderful tour on the East Coast.
So how did you come to starting your yarn shop, and like what first inspired you? I mean, you've been in this world for so long, right? Because your mom, taught you how to knit.
She had a yarn shop, one of the first, yeah. That were outside of a department store setting, early 70s, late 60s, early 70s. My job to come home to was winding people's yarn after school.
Wow.
And we had the same old, that winder with the blue handle on it, same one all those years back. And then I made Barbie doll clothes for the neighborhood girls, and I crocheted ponchos and made macrame hangings. And anything that was exciting back then, I tackled it.
Oh, that's cool.
Variety of fiber and arts. And I consider myself an artist first and foremost. I use the medium of knitting and the skills of crochet and macrame and all that combined to form my art. I could be into watercolors or oils and painting on canvas or casting in bronze or copper. I happen to love working with the diversity of fiber and its many, many incarnations.
Well, the thing I think about when I see something that you've created, it feels like you intuitively created it. It's like before the pattern came to life, it was just sort of like your needles or hook or whatever you were using was kind of telling you what to do next.
Seems it's in my blood. Yeah.
Yeah.
Seems it's in my blood. It just, I don't use patterns. And honestly, the workshops I hold now across the nation are based on that. I feel that some knitters have gotten a little too dependent on that written word, and we need to start recognizing our inner fiber artist. I know so many of us have it, but we haven't given ourselves the freedom to accept it and let it run and just run with it. I'm kind of, a little bit of a fiber evangelist in a sense. It's like, set yourself free. There are no mistakes, only variations. And find your inner fiber artist. No need to buy 8 of the same thing with all the same label. Let's buy all the yarns that are our favorites and learn how to work with those.
Yeah, that's what I love about you, Stephen, because, there are people in this world, in this industry that are black and white. Like, this is how you do this knit stitch. This is, you can't do it like that, And so I think that it's too bad because then it makes people feel like boxed, like they can't take chances. And the thing that I love about you is that you had this kind of slogan, say yes to your knitting. I remember when that was like a big thing, right? When you were doing this, when you were on the Stephen and Stephen tour. And you just empowered everybody and got them excited. And, it didn't matter, like skill level, if you are your beginner, advanced, it doesn't matter, It's all about a celebration. So I just appreciate that about your approach. It's awesome.
Thank you. I firmly believe in that. I mean, I have total respect for all the classic skills of knitting. And I believe that everyone should learn them. And, everyone can have that big, elaborate, complicated pattern and project. Maybe it's a Sunday afternoon, you pull it out with your tea and you figure out where you're at and you follow your rows. But in the meantime, I'm pop culture, immediate gratification, short attention span. I think there's a lot of us out there. And so my viewpoint gives us a chance to really enjoy our knitting, our crocheting, our fiber arts without the anxiety. There's enough anxiety in life all around us. And I just feel that my knitting, my fiber art should be one place where I can escape without any of that outside world interference and all those rules we put upon ourselves and all that perfectionism we strive for. I personally never seen perfection. I don't know how you define it, what it looks like. I'm just on a journey. And you know what? In my age, I got to enjoy the journey. Not sure of the destination or of its conclusion. So the journey is really important.
Yeah. Well, that's inspiring. And, I'd love to talk so much about this. I mean, I just like to keep going, but I know your time is precious. So I'd love to dig in now to Halos of Hope, because I know this is like a big deal and it's really exciting, a very meaningful organization. So what is Halos of Hope? Let's start there.
Okay. Well, Halos of Hope, the organization, a nonprofit, was started in the early 2000s by my friend and cohort, Pam Hashke. She was a survivor of breast cancer. And, she found it really difficult dealing with the clumps of hair falling out and the comfort of knitting and wearing a knit hat and hiding your embarrassment probably or all the trauma that you're going through. the sad feelings. And somehow, you know, knitting is so therapeutic. And whether it's knitting, crocheting, and believe me, I'm referring to all the fiber arts, sometimes just a soft cap works wonders. And the wigs are annoying and all that kind of stuff. So she really hit that full force with encouraging people to knit hats for cancer patients, whether they're, you know, on the beginning of it or going through a greater treatment plan. And it was a heartfelt endeavor. She worked on it for several years and was collecting hats and had some struggles along the way. Over the last, I would say, a year ago, perhaps, she faded away a little bit in the attempts of how to keep the energy going on this. And because of all the wisdoms and inspiration I talked about in the last 10 minutes, they came to me. Now, she's teamed up with Benjamin Levesay from XRX. So we launched the first Pam Hashke and Stephen B. Halos of Hope inspirational crazy hat contest this past summer at Stitches Midwest. And that's kind of where I come into play, bringing my personality, my enthusiasm, my inspiration, and my excitement into the game.
And so, you know, as far as picking you specifically as the ambassador, can you go into that a little bit more and how, you know, and what you're doing and why you were the right choice, you know, for this?
Right. Well, you know, a lot of times the hats are they're very serviceable. So, you know, maybe a white soft cotton hat or a very pretty cabled hat. And that was going along fine. We're collecting hats. But we wanted some increased recognition of the cause. And so what we really did together, we planned this out, is we combined forces, her in-depth communication with the patients, the people out there knitting who enjoy charity knitting and crocheting. There's a lot of people that my sister, for one, that's what she does. That she doesn't necessarily do needlework for herself. Or there's a lot of my clients who enjoy doing a hat here, a kind of a experimental hat, if you will, and say, I don't know, I'm going to try and knit one and I'm going to donate that. It's a gorgeous cotton or a wonderful merino soft or perhaps a synthetic that's like clouds. So in that, she was doing fine. But she wanted some increased recognition. So teaming up with me, I'm loud, I'm flamboyant, I put color into it, and I'm not afraid of walking up to someone and say, come on, join us, contribute. And that's, I'm the paprika, I'm the salsa, I'm the cinnamon on your latte. They had a great latte, but they needed a little cinnamon and spice, and that's where I come in. So what the program looks like that we put together that we really addressed this summer, and at each one of the various consumer trade shows this coming year, we're going to be doing a little promotion of it. And what that means is, please continue making hats for Halos of Hope. All the donations are greatly appreciated. You could mail them in, you could drop them off at one of the trade shows. You could always get them to me and I'll pass them on. Because I, too, have my own foundation, the Stephen B. Creative Community Foundation. So it seemed a really good marriage. In addition to that, if you've made a hat and you feel it's unique, you can write up the pattern. You can donate that to Halos of Hope. They, in turn, sell those on their website, which creates financial income to help distribute the hats to the hospitals around the country. And if you go on their website, halosofhope.org, all the statistics are there. For instance, how much it costs to mail out. $1 sends out 3 hats, $10, 31 hats, etc. All that is important. So that's another way to help out, just simply as a clear donation. So that's the third one. So we're down to knitting hat or knitting, crocheting, creating felting hats. Who knows? Then also writing a pattern and donating that so they can generate income. And thirdly, by donating directly to their financial assistance program that they do for sending out hats. Then I come along and I'm like, let's have a crazy hat contest. And ask me what the crazy hat contest.
Yes. So tell me, Stephen, what is the crazy hat contest all about?
Well, I'm so glad you asked. It's called Beyond. And it's a celebration of life. It's where I've joined up with all these wonderful people. And Pam is my super supporter. It's a chance for you to become a milliner, a mad hatter, something you've always wanted to do, right? Create a hat that you believe most celebrates life beyond cancer. Have fun with it. could be for men, women, teens, children, doesn't matter, knit, crochet, sewn, any kind of fiber art. These hats are not specifically for the cancer patients. They're to celebrate beauty beyond bald.
Beauty beyond, I like that. That's a great phrase.
Beauty beyond bald, BBB, 3B. I've known a lot of people that have gone through this, the treatments and the survival of this horrible disease, and they like to have fun with it. They've seen the journey through, and they're not going to cry about it. They're not going to tuck it behind them. They're going to celebrate it, and they want to use color, beads, feathers, charms, embroidery, whatever motivates them. And it could be any style, like mine is a top hat that I revealed to you earlier. Roaring 20s, steampunk, Victorian, outer space, something nerdy, perhaps from Sheldon on that TV show that's so popular, right? One of the superheroes, whatever inspires you. We're asked that you submit these. If you go on, again, halosofhope.org, there's a submission form, and you'll be donating the hat. You can write it up or not. I don't think most people are going to write them up. We'd love it if they did, because we'd love to put them all together and publish a book. But in the meantime, you're donating the hat. At the last stop, next summer, August, we are going to have an auction and auction off the hats to the highest bidders. And that funding will then go to Halos of Hope for continual shipping and distribution of the hat.
And where will that be? Will that be at Stitches?
Yes, it'll be in Schaumburg, Illinois.
Okay, in Schaumburg, Illinois. So if any of you are not familiar with Stitches West or any of the Stitches shows, I think you can go to Knitting Universe. Isn't that right, Stephen?
That's correct.
Okay. And yeah, so like at the show, at Stitches, I mean, just to make this a little more interactive. So we've got the contest, but, you know, at Stitches, like, is there a, you know, a hat parade or a, I don't know, like a way to make it all exciting for them?
Kids, we are going to be on the runway. We are going to be like, it'll be like the Easter parade in Manhattan. We are going to be strutting these things. There's a special booth. They'll be on display. The whole front lobby will be Halos of Hope, the Mad Hatter contest. It'll be all over the place. There'll be film crew there, and we're going to ask people from the audience to get up and model them. It's going to be a real celebration of beyond. So much so that I've partnered up with two yarn companies, the three Irish girls from our home state of Minnesota, Duluth Superior area, have done a custom yarn called Beyond, and it's amazing. And that is a hat pattern called Perfectly Pooled that my own Bridget Thummel has put on Ravelry for free, which is a perfectly counted stitched hat that the skein of yarn patterns with its variegation, and it makes kind of a powerful lightning bolt go up, knit up the side of the hat.
Wow.
So that, and the proceeds and profits of that yarn go to Halos of Hope. And then also a wonderful cotton supreme from Universal Yarns. And they've donated a portion of the proceeds directly to Halos of Hope on that.
So the two yarns are in the hat that you showed me earlier, Stephen?
That one was the three Irish girls that I showed you with the lightning bolt going up the side. And there's two options. Pearl Soho in New York donated the pattern. It's a striped pattern for the hat done from Universal Yarns cotton supreme. And cotton sea spray.
Okay. And the hat itself is on Ravelry for free. Is that correct?
Yes.
So if someone goes to Ravelry, they can search for Perfectly Pooled Hat.
Correct.
Okay. And
that's done custom for the patterning yarn that the three Irish girls did.
Okay. And that yarn is available on StephenB.com also and at your shop locally in Minneapolis. Is that correct?
Yes. Yes, and it will be at all the various trade shows.
And the trade shows. And that's it. I mean, it's exclusive to those places, which is really exciting. So you can't get it anywhere else. You can't get it at another, you know, yarn shop or anywhere online, right? So it's just with you, Stephen. So that...
Right. And it's this beautiful... The base of the hat, the yarn, is this amazingly intense, rich cobalt blue, Stephen B. blue. And then it's got kind of a rainbow effect lightning bolt that's been tip dyed by the three Irish girls. We collaborate on most of my projects, and they were happy to donate part of their wholesale income to Halos. And then I am donating the retail income from that.
So how is it limited edition yarn? I mean, is it,
it
know,
is
kind
limited.
Of a first time? It, yeah. First come, first serve.
We will have, you know, depending on, we've had good response so far. We may dye another batch because it's such a good cause. So throughout the year, we'll probably keep replenishment as it sells down, but you know, it's very time consuming, so it's limited. You know, we do 20, 30 skeins only at a time.
Yeah. But you know, of course, I mean, the pattern is free. Like anyone could, if let's say they can't get a hold of that yarn, it runs out. We still want people to donate these hats. So they can use anything.
Yeah, they can
use any yarn and substitute, you know. So, but I think it's just inspiring to see this. So we'll actually, we'll have a hat, the picture of you and the hat in the show notes so people can see it. So stunning. It's very, very cool.
Part of my crazy hat contest.
Yeah.
I've got 5 amazing donations so far, just really thought out and time consuming. There's one called Under the Sea. It's like Captain Nemo and Ariel and all those wonderful underwater characters. And then there's the Minnesota hat, which has got a giant mosquito on it. And then there's a Game of Thrones hat so far, and there's several others, but they're just fun and inspiring. They put a smile on your face, which is what this project is all about.
Absolutely.
Putting a smile back on our faces.
Absolutely. And, you know, if they go to halosofhope.org, will they see it right away, or is there a certain link?
It's under the tab header called Beyond. And so, yeah, mm-hmm. halosofhope.org. And then, you know, there's the homepage and About Us. And then there's a big capital Beyond. And you'll see my picture there with Pam and some of our logos and the directions and how to go about being part of this.
That's great. And so what does the future look like for you with Halos? I mean, any other projects brewing that you can share, or, you know, just curious?
Yeah, I'm bringing this up. We just finished it. We did a little gig on it in Texas in September for the Stitches Dallas-Fort Worth. I've got it always, you know, showing at my store and examples here. And then we'll be at the variety of shows until next year, August 2017, when we'll have the final finale hat fashion show. And that's my commitment with Halos Hope so far. You know, I go a year at a time, busy schedule, because I've got knitting cruises coming up and my national tour, and I'm writing a new book. And have you seen my reality show, Kara?
Well, you know what? I have the video when you were on with Stephen West, but since then? Has it expanded since then?
Yeah, the 6 episodes are now. We've just mounted to YouTube, and it's done by the people that originally started the show Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives. And so they picked me as their next guy, Ferretti, whatever his name is, personality. So we did 6 episodes, and we're like gearing up and financing for season 2.
Oh,
so,
wow.
You know, I've got a lot of balls in the air, and it's always exciting. And I like to show the world how fun we are as knitters. I know that we're an interesting group, and some are as unusual as I am, and some are more classic, but together we all find a commonality that brings us together in the celebration of fiber, yarn, knitting, crocheting, and we create our own little world inside this big, crazy world that we live in, and it kind of sometimes insulates us from some of the harshness of the regular world, and that's why I do all these things.
Mm. Oh, yeah. I mean, it's very comforting. You know, whenever we struggle with, you know, our daily lives, or, you know, all we have to think about is yarn, and we puts a smile on our face. I know it puts a smile on my face, I'll tell you. And so any final words, though, Stephen, and then we'll let you go. I mean, I know you got to run.
I just really wish everyone would participate and go on halosofhope.org. You know, we'll keep repeating it, Kara. You'll probably, you know, talk about it again for me. But go on there and investigate. And as simple as making a hat and donating it at the bare minimum, write up a pattern. A pattern is only a guideline. So some designers go based on a pattern and build on that and change it up 7 ways, and it becomes their own version. I don't know. I'm not so proprietary. I love celebrating with the world and sharing my patterns. Do that. Help them make some money. Donate directly if you're not into the knitting part. But most of all, give me some great crazy hats so I can be crazy next year on the runway. And let's be fun together and celebrate life, because there is always something beyond.
That's great. And so what about you? Where can people find out about you, particularly in your website?
StephenB.com. You know, it's so straightforward. My schedule's all up there. And I'm just a master of social media right now. So you're finding me on Facebook and Instagram. Again, it's so easy. It's all under Stephen B, StevenBe. And my travel schedule's on there. You can meet me in a city near you. You can be inspired. And maybe break down the walls of that box a bit and have fun with me and celebrate life.
Great. Well, thanks for joining me today, Stephen.
Thank you. Appreciate the opportunity.
Okay, bye-bye. Well, that's it. I think we did it, you guys. I hope you enjoyed that episode with Steven. He is so much fun. I love chatting with him. We go way back. You know, I didn't mention this in the episode, but I always remember the place that I first met Steven, where we really connected, was at a class. We were in a class, a Lily Chin class at the Needle Arts Association trade show. My gosh, I don't know how many years ago now, but it was a while ago. And you know what? He just took the ball and he's been running with it ever since. I mean, he is like a PR powerhouse. He's very passionate about getting the word out and he does an amazing job. So, you know, check him out on stephenb.com, of course, halosofhope.org. And, you know, you can learn more about this program. It's really exciting. And if you, you know, happen to be in Schaumburg, Illinois, or in that area, the Chicago area, you know, you can go to the show. I think it's in August. So that's going to be August or July. And also, you know, check out his reality show because, man, that looks like a ton of fun. And I remember when he was doing his tour, the Stephen and Stephen tour. I don't know if any of you are familiar with that, but that was a lot of fun too. And again, this goes into Stephen's passion for bringing the yarn arts to the masses and always saying yes to your knitting. Because, you know, like he said in the episode, if you're putting loops together, you know, or you're working something with the two sticks and fuzzy stuff or a hook and it makes you feel good, then you know what? You're doing something creative and you're doing something that really taps into that part of us that is a little bit, I think, kind of going into the mystical side, the spiritual side. And, you know, whenever you're doing that, stay with that, stay positive with that. Enough said here. Go, you know, check out Halos of Hope. And you know what? I will see you guys next time. Have a good one.